Leyla Zerougui, Special Representative of the UN Secretary General for Children and Armed Conflict, presented her latest report to Council members, which covers the period from January to December 2012. She said although progress has been made, including the release of thousands of child soldiers by armed groups, scores of youngsters were nonetheless affected by what she described as the evolving nature and tactics of armed conflict.
The absence of clear frontline and identifiable opponents and the increasing use of terror tactics have made children more vulnerable. I would also like to highlight that as in previous years, non-state armed groups constitute the vast majority of listed parties. They account for 46 of the 55 perpetrators listed in the annexes.
The report details new areas of concern for the United Nations, including the increased use of schools as military installations. Yoka Brandt is the Deputy Executive Director at the UN Children's Fund, UNICEF.
UNICEF is deeply concerned by this. It poses grave risk to children and educators. It robs children of the opportunity to learn, and it violates their right to education.
Gregory Ram, Associate Vice President at Save the Children, also spoke out against sexual violence against children and the use of explosive weapons in conflict.
Sexual violence has significant physical, psychological, and social impact on children. But their needs for specific protection and child-sensitive responses are frequently neglected.
While there is still much work to be done to protect children caught in conflict, Ms. Brandt, the UNICEF official, said she's inspired by the story of a 15-year-old boy from the Central African Republic. The boy had been abducted and forced to serve as a child soldier, and his family thought he had been lost to them forever.
Upon learning that his family had held a funeral for him after he was abducted, he was determined to tell his parents he was alive. He joined the Center for Child Soldiers and prepared to return to his village and reclaim his life. Better late than never, he said. Better still, had he not been robbed of his childhood in the first place. Let his courage and example inspire us to reach more children like him.
The UNICEF official called for the full implementation of action plans aimed at releasing children from armed groups and reuniting them with their families. Deanne Penn, United Nations.